Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Help for HD Live, the first podcast created for families living with Huntington's and juvenile Huntington's disease. Don't forget to find us on iTunes, Blog Talk, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. You can also search over 500 archived episodes and other projects at helpforhd.org. To watch us in person, find Help for HD TV on YouTube and subscribe and ring the bell for notifications on new content. Help for HD Live is going on air in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to Help for HD Live. This show is made possible because of a grant from Teva Pharmaceuticals, Neurocrine Biosciences, and the Griffin Foundation. I'm your host, Lauren Holder, and today I have Ashley Ferreira on with Picnic Health. For those who went to convention, Picnic Health had a vendor booth set up at convention in Atlanta, and we were able to kind of see how their platform works. But in the interest of getting this out to the HD communities, so you know what type of resource we have, I have Ashley coming on to share what Picnic Health is to us today. So Ashley, thank you so much for coming on today.
Absolutely, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start with a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Picnic Health.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much. So my name is Ashley Ferreira, and I currently serve as a community partnership manager with Picnic Health. And actually, prior to joining Picnic Health, I used to work in the nonprofit space for about 10 years, working with rare disease patients, with patient education, helping provide resources, support groups, coordinating those types of events. And I really enjoyed the work that I was doing, but I decided that it was time to make a shift in my career, and I came across Picnic Health. And what really called my attention about Picnic Health was the fact that it claimed to be a company that was patient-centric, patient-focused, and really helped them to own their health. And that really sold me, just the idea that patients would have access to their medical records and the importance about that. And so I decided to join Picnic Health, but it wasn't really until I really became involved on this patient side, working with our advocacy groups, with different patient groups, and finally seeing the timeline on my own, that I really found out just how much Picnic Health actually works for patients. And so Picnic Health helps empower patients by giving them access to their medical records and owning their health so that they can really be their best advocate, something that I'm very passionate about. But they also work to give individuals and patients the opportunity to contribute towards breakthrough research, advancing medicine in different areas. And so it's really exciting to be able to work with patients to help them understand the importance of having their medical records, what that means for them, again, becoming their best advocates, but also helping them understand that each individual patient journey is so important to understanding how we can find medical advancements. And so the opportunity for them to share their stories through their medical records, completely anonymized, they can do this from the comfort of their home. It's just been such an incredible journey, very fortunate to be part of the Picnic Health team and continuing to work with different patients, such as those within the HD community.
Yeah, that's awesome. And let's talk specifically about the HD community.
Yeah.
So how does this platform, how does Picnic help the HD community?
Wonderful question. And so, again, Picnic Health helps the HD community in two ways. The first way that it helps is that those who are impacted by HD, whether they have been officially diagnosed or have tested gene positive, they are able to sign up for a Picnic Health account and have access to what we call the Picnic Health timeline. I should note that caregivers are also able to sign up their loved ones who have been diagnosed with HD or, again, are gene positive. And what the Picnic Health timeline is that it is a very convenient, easy to navigate, all in one place, digital timeline of an individual's medical journey. And so what these patients essentially do is they log on to their Picnic Health account after they create it, and we do all of the work of gathering medical records for these individuals. So what does that mean? That means that patients do not have to worry about calling their individual doctor's offices. They don't have to worry about the faxes. We actually cover the cost of gathering those medical records for them because we understand that that's such a stressful process and it can be really difficult. So individuals just provide us with the names of their providers, their facilities. We gather those records for them. And then once we have them, we digitize them and organize them in chronological order so that patients are able to see them. And on top of that, on top of having them all there, we help break them down so that they're easier to understand. You see the doctor's actual notes. Sometimes there are medical records or the doctor's offices don't necessarily give you all of the complete details. We don't do that. We make sure that you have everything there so that, again, you are best informed. You understand going on your medical journey. You're able to see the medications that you're on. You're able to see imaging that your doctors have done. You're able to look at your lab results longitudinally, and this is a great resource, again, so that you understand what's been going on in your medical history, but also this is a tool that you can use to share this information with your doctors or with other individuals in your family if you're interested in sharing your medical health with them so that they can understand what's been going on in your past. This is also a way for you to understand what are the questions that you need to ask your doctor at your next appointment. What are some of those questions that you probably didn't ask because you didn't understand your diagnosis or you didn't have time to go over that during your medical appointment? So, again, this is a way for you to advocate yourself. And so it's a great benefit for caregivers, a great benefit for patients. But then the other great thing that Picnic Health does is that individuals have the opportunity to participate in research. And so we partner with different research partners such as Sage Therapeutics, who are working with specifically within the HD community to help give insight into those unique patient journeys. And so the way that research works with Picnic Health is we work with real-world data research. And what that means is that through de-identified medical records, individuals can consent to donate part of their medical history to research to help complement different clinical trials, to help understand some of those hidden characteristics within their journey that researchers don't necessarily always have access to. So again, this information is de-identified. Patients' privacy is always at the forefront of what we try to make sure we maintain. And so we de-identify everything, no identifiable factors, and individuals, we look at these medical records and we take out those specific data points that researchers are looking for. We aggregate them with other de-identified variables so that researchers, again, can use this to help complement those clinical trials. Another great factor about the way that Picnic Health does research is it allows for an inclusive and representative way of research. So we know that, unfortunately, there are many HD patients who are not able to participate in research because they don't have an official diagnosis or they're asymptomatic. They just tested team positive, but they don't have symptoms. And so what's great is that through Picnic Health Research, all you need to participate in this is have a gene positive test, and you're able to contribute. So this is a great way for you to be involved, to make sure that your voice is heard, that you are really represented in the research that's going on. It's really a wonderful benefit, and if that doesn't convince you, having the medical timeline, being able to participate with research just by signing up within 10 minutes, we are also providing those who sign up for a Picnic Health account and contribute towards research $200. So it's really a wonderful way to help get the HD community involved, but also provide resources that are really needed.
Guys, this is huge for us. And it's one of the reasons that when I first saw it at convention, I was like, I am signing up. One, we have all of our information in one area instead of having all our information at different hospitals, different locations. And we don't have to put in the work to get all of that done. We have somebody else who can do it. Two is the research side of things. We have a big push in the HD community where we want to accelerate research and really make it go faster for us, because there's this urgency of we need treatments. Now, this gives us the opportunity to do that. We are able to give our information without having to participate, go to any other clinical trial or observational study. You don't have to leave your house, and you are able to participate in research. Huge for us. Definitely love it to death. I've been on there several times putting in information that, you know, I want to get into the system. So love it, love it, love it. Cannot say enough good things about this.
Absolutely, and that is a wonderful question. And so I will say, having been able to participate at the HDSA convention, we were really able to get more insight into what the community needs. And so Picnic Health, again, being patient-centric, being patient-first, we want to make sure that we understand the communities that we're working with and really get the feedback that we need to make sure that we are appropriately meeting the needs of the community. And so we see that there were a number of individuals who needed a little bit more help with signing up, and that's absolutely fine, whether it's, you know, entering those doctors or trying to understand that sign-up process. If there are any individuals who do need help with sign up or have any other questions, they are more than welcome to email Picnic Health at help@picnichealth.com. That's help@picnichealth.com. Or they are also able to contact me, Ashley Ferreira, .ferreira@picnichealth.com, and I would be more than happy to help set up an appointment to go over any questions that they might have, help with the registration process and so forth. You can also contact me, or if you put a help, if you email help@picnichealth.com, they can communicate you with me.
Perfect. Ash, thank you so much for coming on today and telling us about Picnic Health. And I hope everybody has a great week. Thanks for listening to the show this month. We've got a really good lineup. But for everybody who's listening, thank you so much and take care.
Thank you so much, Lauren. We appreciate this.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to visit www.help4hd.org and sign up for our email newsletter to stay up to date on all that is going on at Help for HD. Get social with us and like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to Help for HD TV on YouTube, and ring the bell for notifications.